Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I am running off of 2 points, a draft of what the description of this episode is going to be, and dreams. I'm running off of hopes and dreams. So I literally, the 2 points is, wanted to record a podcast episode today, recording earlier than the last episode. The last episode I started to record, well, I was recording the episode at like between 8:30 and like 9:30 p.m. So, and I'm like, this time I wanted to record this episode much earlier. It is 3:31 p.m. So it's not like it's like, oh yeah, I'm recording this episode first thing in the morning or anything, right? It is compared to recording this episode at like 8-9 p.m. at night. Honestly, instead of recording this episode at night, it is compared to recording an episode like at night, this is like by far like earlier. And I have today, I'm like, I feel like if I'm just trying to like cram everything, maybe like not like cram, but like cram at the same time everything that like I want to do, you know. And I'm not like wanting to get like ahead, right? Yeah, in a sense, I just want to get more things done today. It's Saturday too. I just want to get like more things done today. Not that I wasn't getting like a lot of things done the previous days or anything. I don't know, just when I woke up today and like when I started doing my work, I'm like, yeah, I want to like hustle. Yeah, you know, like I want to like get work done. I don't know if I'm making like any sense with this episode or with this, with what I'm saying. I want to get like work done. I want to like work it. And I don't want to like leave this episode like, because I have like a gist in my mind with what I want to talk about, right? I mean, if you just looked at my outline, it doesn't seem like I know like anything, so what I want to talk about or anything, but I have like a general gist. I'm just hoping that this will make like, because I feel like, oh yeah, this is episode five, yeah, because I scheduled episode 3 to go out at least at the time of recording this episode, because today it's Saturday, August 9th, and I have scheduled the episode to go out next week Friday, Lord willing. And so and I have, wait, what did I say? That was episode 3, and I haven't started to edit the previous episode, which is episode 4. So this episode should be episode 5. I say should because I'm like, I don't want that like next scene, I'm recording like another episode, right? And then I have that episode go out before this one, you know, because I could, at least at where it stands right now, this should be the 5th episode. So, welcome back to the 5th episode of Who Said I'm Qualified with your host, me, Angel Claire Linton. Gotta love doing like an intro like 3 minutes into the episode already. 3 minutes into the episode rather than first thing, the beginning of the episode, I'm like, Nah. I create my own rules. Yeah, last night I finished editing the third episode. So I'm excited. I'm happy with that one. And I scheduled it out. I scheduled out that episode. That's the same episode where I said I scheduled it. I scheduled that episode earlier. No. Or was it? It was last night. I scheduled the third episode to go out. I scheduled the third episode earlier today, but I finished finished editing that episode last night, and I did the description last night. I did I edited the description today before I uploaded the episode. Before I scheduled the episode out, and the previous episode, at least without editing or anything, it's 1 hour and 21 minutes. It's these episodes getting longer and longer. But let me go back to the three episodes. So for episode one, it's 1 hour and 7 minutes long. Episode two is 1 hour and 7 minutes long too, and then the episode three, it's 1 hour and 13 minutes long, and I don't know how long episode four is going to be, the final thing, because I haven't edited that yet or anything, but by the time y'all hear this, it should already be live. Right now, I keep saying it's not, I haven't edited or anything yet, so it feels like, it almost feels as if I'm behind with the editing, because I'm I have a whole episode that I recorded that I haven't even edited yet, and I just now finished editing the previous episode, and now I'm I'm now recording a whole new episode, so almost feels as if I'm behind, but then that's just me. It's not if it's I'm submitting I guess it's just with how subconsciously where I'm I want to have my episodes edited before recording one, but I don't want to be, restricting myself where it's I have to finish editing an episode before I start recording another one, I haven't had a day where I recorded two episodes. That thought briefly popped into my mind. I was maybe I should record another episode today. But with how, I said in one of the previous episodes, I'm pretty sure, it's not I'm doing manual labor or anything. It's just talking, I don't know. I'll see when, depending on if, because the reason why, because I titled this episode four, The Crescent Hill Society, because I was talking about the series in the previous episode, and I was it was towards the end of the previous episode. I was I like the idea of talking about the Crescent Hill Society in an episode, so I decided that whatever next episode I'm going to do, that I'm going to talk about the Crescent Hill Society, amongst other things. And I was thinking too, as I was sitting here, because I was getting my stuff together to record, set up to record, and then I was thinking too, because I have here topics include, and this is a note to myself, topics include writing a paranormal romance series, tracking my yearly word count, only writing one book for most of the year, and more. Because with the romance book that I'm currently working on, the first draft and the first draft is in quotes, because that draft, it was 100, right? I said the word count in one, I don't remember what episode I said the word count for the first draft, but I know I remember I said it. Wait, let me bring up the first draft was 105,673 words. Another brief moment of silence for that then. And it wasn't even it wasn't oh, that that, what am I trying to say? It wasn't like that was a completed first draft. That was only like half of it. That was like only half of the story. And then I was like, this is getting far too long. And I'm like, I wanted to change the title to another title. And I'm like, I don't want to wait. I didn't want to wait till I finished that draft to like start anyways. Like, because I was like, oh, well, I should finish the draft, right? But it's like, if I'm not enjoying writing it, like, I gotta also enjoy writing the book, right? And another thing, it was a workout. The fact that I was only like halfway done, like the story was only halfway told, and I was already over 105,000 words. And it's the fact that it was the fact that too that there was 61 chapters. 61 chapters in this draft. I'm like past where like I'm working on, like I'm past where I ended off like draft one. I'm at 31 chapters and 78,802 words. So just with the word count alone, you can tell that like I cut like a lot of the stuff, right? And this is like with completely like new content too. Like I'm like past where I was, because I was working off of like the previous draft until a certain point, you know. And I'm not like adding completely new content. And part of me, I think it was last night, part of me was like a little worried that with this, that like even though I am like further along and everything, part of me was worried that, like, I'm like close. Well, let me calculate with this how many words I have left. Wait, 100,000 words. Oh, 100,000 words minus 78,802 words. I have 21,198 words left to hit the 10,000 or the 100,000 word like goal. And I have a feeling that I may be over like the 100,000 words. But like I think I mentioned in a previous episode too that it could be shorter than the 100,000 words, or it could be a little longer. But I don't want it to be like another like 2,000 words, another 2,000 word story, you know. But like I am not, at least where it stands, I'm not planning on like, if I'm like at like 100, like I have to see, because if I'm like when I reach Lord willing 100,000 words, I'm not gonna like, oh, stop writing it and then start a whole new draft trying to like cut down words, you know. I'm like, this draft, I have to get the entire story down, you know. I have to do that. And God, this is like kind of advice for me. I'm like talking to me, where this is a story told in the male love interest's point of view and the female love interest's point of view. So it's like, well, compared to like if it was told in just one POV, of course it's gonna like naturally be more words, seeing that it's like two points of views, right? And it's like, I can't just like only, I mean, yes, it is important to like with word counts and stuff to see with like the word kind of like falling into like the like expectations and everything too, right? For the first draft though, I don't think I should be all like so focused on the word count. I mean, when I'm like, and when I'm going on into the like second draft, like the actual full second draft, and like when I'm like actually like editing the story and everything, then yeah. And even then it's like focusing on like the plot, because if it's like 105,000 words, for example, right, then like I'll sit down and like evaluate who, what, where, when, why, how, and everything, right? But I'm like, this is like the first like full draft. Because like the previous draft, I think I started far too early, and I think I was like showing like too much, you know, with like I think I was showing like too much with like what the characters were doing like before they met each other. And yeah, I wanted to show like what the characters were doing like before each other, right? Yeah, it's not like if it needs, yeah, I don't need like 20,000 words to show readers what was happening, like what they were doing before each other, right? And at the same time, this is a romance. It's not like a it's not a, for example, like literary fiction or like slice of life. Like I would consider those two different genres, but it's not like it's like, I would say like the broader like literary fiction, it's not like it's like that. There is like, it's not like the point is a romance. Readers are coming here for that. There, I'm writing a romance. This is a contemporary romance book, you know? Like, I hope that this is like making sense. So it's like, so like last night I was kind of getting worried that like, because just based off like the word count alone, I was kind of getting worried that like, what if this is like over, like so much over, what if this is like far over 100,000 words, right? What if this is like 130,000 words, you know, like what will happen, like what will I do? But I'm acting as if I can't do anything about that. I'm acting as if this is like, this is only, quote unquote, only the first draft. And another thing, I've been working on this book, like this is the only book I've been working on for like the entire year, 8 months into, and it's like the 8th month into the year. Not like I'm not saying that's like long that I've been working on this. Well, it feels like if I've been working on this book for so long, but I'm like determined to, because I want to publish this book. I'm determined to like continue working on it, right? And it's just that like I expected, like I thought, like at the beginning of the year, I thought that I'll be maybe like working. That would have like drafted like another book. That would have drafted at least 2 books by now. You know, this book and some, and like one of the other books that I have, one of the plethora of books that I have, like on my list and everything that I want to work on, I want to write slash that I want to work on slash write. So like I thought that I would have like this book written and another book written, like the first draft, and I thought that like, maybe that I'll have, like, with this romance book that I'm working on, that'll be, like, an actual, like, draft, too. And I'm, like, actually, like, doing the itch, right? I didn't think that I'll still be drafting, like, completely, like, new words in the same project. I'm not saying that it's, like, oh, bad or anything, right? It's just something that, like, I did not expect at the beginning of the year. And I set a goal, too, because I have a track bear. I probably should have, oh yeah, I did bring it up. I have a track bear, like thing, and I have like a goal. I set a goal to write 200,000 words in a year. And then I am almost finished. Like I should reach 200,000 words today, because according to this, I have 1,417 words left, and I am like determined to get this, I'm determined to get, write 1,417 words today. I'm hoping to write more words today. I guess that's part of the reason why I'm like, today I'm like trying to like do. I mean, not rushing through my work. Yeah, I'm like, I guess kind of reorganizing my day compared to like how my day went yesterday. Even though yesterday was still a good day and I still got stuff done. I felt productive. I want to write. Like, I want to write the 1,000. I mean, I'm hoping to get more than 1,417 words. Today. I'm hoping, like, 2,000 words. Because I'm planning. At least I'm thinking. Actually, no. Because I was going to say, it just popped in my mind that, like, to write, like, after I'm finished recording this. But I haven't actually, like, planned, like, thought about, like, exactly what I'm going to do next. Because, like, when I finished, like, doing my work earlier today, like, before I started to record this episode, I was like, okay, well, I'm finished doing this, I'm then going to record my podcast episode. And then after doing that, I'm going to do, like, read it through submissions, you know? So, like, I don't know, like, exactly, like, when I'm going to do my things, like, after I'm finished recording. That, I will say, I may end up taking, like, a slight break after I'm finished recording this episode. Because if I'm recording this for, like, an hour and, let's say, 30 minutes, right? And I was like, well, it probably, I'm like sitting down here for like an hour and 3 minutes straight. So it's like, well, it's probably after that, that it's probably a good idea to then get up, move about, you know, take a like 10 minute break or whatever, 20 minute break maybe. Plus, seeing that I'm like just staring at screens, I've been staring at screens for a good most of the day today, so it would be good to actually, like, after this, not be staring at the screen for like a little bit, you know, and then before I go back on screens and do my work for the continue doing my work for the day, you know. So I'm excited. Oh, and seeing with the 200,000 words in a year, I'm like, whoa, I got these 200,000 words, like most of it, it's from, because I was trying to write a horror short story collection at the same time, like while writing this romance novel. But then like I quickly realized, I was like, nah, I can't draft two things at the same time. I can, at least for me, I can edit two things at the same time. Oh, no, I can work on two things at the same time, but they gotta be like, oh, let's say, because I did this with this other short story collection that I was editing, like another one of my, a short story collection of mine that I was editing, where like in like the most of the day, because I was further along in that project. So then I'm like, okay, seeing that I was further along in the project, that takes like priority. So then I was like, okay, most of the day, most of the work day, I used to edit that short story collection, and then like after, let's say like after the workday, then I would draft whatever novel I was working on that time. It was this romance novel. I would then draft that romance novel for the rest of the day. But I found that like I can't draft two novels, like two projects at the same time. I gotta be like editing one and then writing another one. I don't know. I think it's the same with like the editing too. I mean, I haven't actually had two of like my own projects that in the same stages. So I don't, like, that's in the same editing stages. So I don't know with that there, but I would figure that's like this a similar thing too, that like I can't edit two different projects at the same time. So then like 4,000 of those like 200,000 words, oh well, I haven't hit 200,000 words yet, but I'm anticipating to do it today. So like 4,000, I think it was, of those words were for a different project, but most of the words for this 200,000 words in a year, most of them have been for this romance book that I'm, oh yeah, it was five. Oh, and another thing too, because I included most of the words were / are coming from this romance project that I'm working on. Most of them I have like here for my short story collection, the horror short story collection, I'm included the 5,452 words that like I planned out for that collection, and then I included the 4,701 words I wrote in that horror collection, and then most of it, and then the 105, oh wait, what is it, the 105,000 words were from the like first draft of this romance book, and then the remainder would be from the second draft. And like I say first draft and second draft, yeah, I wouldn't, for like the first draft, seeing that I didn't finish the first draft, it's like half of a draft, and then this one I'm considering it to be like the first like full draft. It almost felt like if it was like restarting, like redoing like a completely like new project, which I'm like happy that like it felt like that and / feels like that. Yeah, it felt like if I somehow wasted my time, even though it clearly was not a waste of time or anything. I guess that just shows, at least to me, I guess that showed to me how much like I changed, like in a way cosmetics in a sense. But yeah, I feel like I wanted to talk about with the Kristen Hill Society like first, but then I just ended up talking about like with this, like my current works in progress, work in progress more first. Because I, for the Christian Hill Society, it feels like if it was like this like whole big long like thing that I was doing. I was doing it. Because it is a five, I've shelved it. So I don't know, it's funny how I'm naming a whole episode off of this book, or book and book series, but it feels like if like I don't have much to say about it at the same time. But then again, sometimes that has happened where I think that I don't have much to say about a topic, and then lo and behold, I actually had a lot to say about the topic. Because the Christian Hill Society, it's the name of book one, and it's the name of this paranormal romance series that I was working on last year in 2024. I spent most of the year working on it, only for me to like shelve it and then work on something else. I thought that that was going to be the book that I was going to publish next. It's going to be like an interconnected series, so you like you have to read book one to understand book two, right? But then the reason why I like shelved it is because like part of it is because this is my first like interconnected series. I haven't written. And like, actually no, not even first interconnected series, first series as like a whole. And I felt like I wasn't like ready to actually like tell the story, right? If that makes sense, because I was like, okay, I've never written a series before. I feel like I wanted slash still want that like experience of like writing a series, but having a series where like book one stands on its own, right? Like those standalone series. I feel like I wanted and still do want like that experience of having like a standalone series, like writing that, work on that, having let's say like four books in that series, right? And then publishing those four books. I feel like I want that experience first, even though I know that there will be still two different experiences, because there will be in like different, because the standalone series that I will want to write, I want it to be a contemporary romance, whereas the Christian Hill Society is a paranormal romance, right? So even though they are both like romances, it would be slightly different, like those two, right? And like I know there'll still be like a lot of like differences and everything between like a standalone romance series and an interconnected paranormal romance series. I still wanted slash want that experience of like writing like a standalone series, you know? And then like I feel like I was adding, like kind of looking back to now, I kind of feel like I was adding like stuff just to like, like, even though I want the story to be interesting, it feels like I was adding in, like, too many, like, plots, like, subplots, into the story. And then, like, I feel like I didn't fully know, like, what, like, where I wanted to take the story. I am still excited about the story. And, like, occasionally I would think about it. I would be like, should I start writing that series again, you know? But it's, like, it doesn't feel like I'm ready, and I don't want to force something, like, even though I know with this, like, oh, wait until inspiration strikes isn't, like, seeing that this is my career and everything, I don't want to, like, just be waiting until inspiration strikes, yet I don't want to be writing something I feel like I'm not ready to write it, I don't know, because those two are, like, different for me. It's not like if I'm, like, waiting to be, like, okay, this is, like, the perfect time to write it, you know? Like, it's not, like, and it doesn't feel like I'm, like, waiting necessarily for that there. Like, even though I have said, like, even though I did say, yeah, I want to write it when I'm, like, ready, it's, like, I feel like I would know when I feel like it's, like, the right time to write it. And, like, with this book that I'm working on, the contemporary romance book that I'm working on, that was an idea I saw in, like, the original Scrivener file. Let me pull this up. That I wrote, like, some words. I think it was, like, the outline. I think I started, like, writing. It was either outline or some outline or, like, the information or like the backstory about the characters. I started writing it in December 2023. So this contemporary romance idea have been like, what, because we're in 2025 now, so it's been like a year and several months. It's almost been 2 years since like I came, at least since I came up with the idea. And I don't even remember. I think the idea, I'm like 99% sure that I came up with this idea like earlier, like that earlier in 2023. I don't think, I'm like 99% sure that I didn't come up with the idea for this contemporary romance novel in December 2023. I'm pretty sure I came up with it like earlier in the year. So I'm like, with that, I didn't like immediately write it. You know, I had the idea and I still wanted to work on it. And now it feels like the time to be working on this book. And I'm like determined to like finish the first draft and determined to like, because I don't want to like, you know, like at a slight like inconvenience or like the slight like hurdle or whatever, I don't want to like just be like, oh, like set it aside, you know. And I think that reminded me, because I was working on another book. I think that's another, wait, did I put it in here? Because I know, I just remembered I was working on another book too that had like, well, like 60,000 words in the story. I think it was like 40,000 words. And then I do want to work on it. I can't find it in here, in the track in here. No, not that one, not that one. I don't think I recorded that one in here. Oh yeah, and I did included the like 3,552 words of a first draft of a short story of a short story that I did too. And to, so that also includes the, will be including the 200,000 words written this year. But I wrote like a book, I was writing a book with literary fiction, and then I was just like, yeah, this isn't going where I want it to go, even though I'm like, I'm the author. And you know, wanted to like make changes. I didn't like where I was taking, like the direction I was taking. So then I ended up switching to this romance book that I'm working on. And I think that's another like, I guess, quote unquote fear that I have, was seeing that like, I'm, I guess, so easily like switching out what book I want to work on. I'm like, I don't want to spend like a year working or like a year writing a book only for me to like just scrap it or like shelving it is a more accurate term. I don't want to like work on a book for a year only to like shelve it and then I'm like, or like potentially not work on it at all, right, like after that. So like I don't want to spend a year doing something and then I end up and then it doesn't like work out. At the same time, I don't want to like, because it feels like at the end, because like, not, it may be that like, I guess what I'm getting at is that I don't want to like be like so easily swayed to working on another project just because like the other project's more interesting, more shiny, more like easier to write, you know. Not like, I guess like not every day is going to be like so easy to write or like so easy to work on this project or like whatever project I'm working on, right? So it's like I gotta remind myself of that there too. Like not because I have like a hard time working on the project, like just like one day out of like 500, for example, doesn't mean I need to like shelve the project or anything, you know? So I guess if any of you guys feel like that, then maybe that resonated with you. I don't know. But I'm like determined to like finish this book. For me, I find that it's easier, that it's better for me to like be working, to like not be taking breaks, like working on the draft at least. Because like I don't want to like forget what happened or like what I, or like the intention as to where I was going in the story. And I don't want to risk like not like falling out of love with the project. Yeah, I don't want to risk like like making it harder on myself to like get back into the project, you know. I want to finish like the first draft, and then like I want to be working on it like every day or whatever, right? And I want to, or if I am taking a break from it, taking a break from it for like one day, and then the next day continue drafting it, right? But when I finish the first draft, my plan is to like let rest for like around a month, right? And then work on my horror short story collection. At least that's the project that I want to work on right now. Work on the horror, not like right now, but that's the project that I want to work on after this romance book. And then like finish a one, like I'm saying like a month, but like I'm thinking, oh, maybe max 2 months break from this romance book to work on my horror short story collection, because it took me around 2 months to draft my previous short story collection. So I should say between after finishing this draft of this contemporary romance book, I want to take 1 to 2 months off of it to work on my horror short story collection. So exciting things are happening with that then. And I did with this contemporary romance book, I wanted it to be like a duology, where like and a standalone duology where like a character or two from book one appears in book two. Then I like with how long, like where it was going, like where like draft 0.5 was going, I was like, I don't think this is gonna be a duology. And like the name that I had for book one played so well with book two, but then seeing that it changed theoretically book one's title, and theoretically in terms of it being book one, seeing that I changed book one's title, I'm like, well, book two's title won't make sense in reference to book one. And then I had like the series title, or like the duology's title, and then I was like, well, the naming scheme won't work anymore, right? And then like last night where I wrote in the notes of my Scrivener file how like one of the characters, oh here, I wrote that kind of like the idea of potentially having an entire book for one of the characters that appears in book one. And that was just like a thought that like I had last night. I guess I started, yeah, it was last night, because I started that I wrote 233 words, which low-key kind of forgot that I wrote that. But it was when I didn't, like, after waking up, I didn't, like, write, I haven't written anything. But, like, I did technically write today, seeing that, like, when it was, like, midnight, I wrote those 233 words, right? So, I did technically write today. But since sleeping and waking up, though, I haven't written anything for today thus far. But yeah, I was thinking maybe potentially having a character in this book show off, like be the main character in like another book, and it will be another contemporary romance book, right? And oh, I actually do have an idea for it, where I should write that down. I'll be right back, but it'll be like no time for you guys. Hey, I am back. So I wrote down, because I did not want to forget with this story idea that I have, I even wrote down here that yeah, it will be a contemporary romance book. I wrote down that I don't think this will be in a duology series though. So it'll be like these two books would be like standalones. But like I'm not like making any promises that like yeah, I'll write like this like quote unquote book two or anything. I think it would be like a cool idea. I heard someone who like I saw someone that like I look at on YouTube. She's another author tuber. I'm acting as if I'm like an author tuber. But she's an author tuber who like she did like a duology, right? And it's like a standalone duology. And her, like one of the characters who showed up in one of the books now was book one in a standalone like series. So I thought that was cool. I hope that explanation made sense. But I'm not at least where it stands now, I'm not planning on doing that there or anything. It just popped that like concept away. It just popped to mind. But yeah, if I'm doing like writing from this character's point of view, I would want it to be. I'm thinking it'll be a dual point of view. Cause seeing that, yeah. I'm thinking it'll be a dual point of view. That would be another contemporary romance book. And I don't think that it would be in a duology or anything. I think it would be another standalone book. And then it would be like a fun, like, oh, if you know, if you read this book, then you'll recognize the character, from this, the main character from this other book, you know? So I think that would be like a cool like little cameo, you know, like if it's kind of like, oh, if you know, you know, you know. So I was thinking, wait, let me go back to my outline to make sure. Track when you were working, only writing one book for most of the year and more. And then I said why I set out my outline. I was thinking another thing I was thinking same. In terms of like with this like podcast, because I was thinking I don't want, because like this was more so when we were like 20 minutes ago, because I've been recording for 14 minutes now, so around like 20 minutes ago I was like, oh, I don't want, like, even though like if I'm finished everything that I want to say, like I'm not gonna like force myself to like say more, like force myself to like talk just to talk so that like I can fill up time, right? I was like, I don't want like the episodes to like be like varying like too much in length, right? Because I don't want the episodes to be like, seeing that like I've already have like episodes like episodes 1, 2, and 3 in the like hour and like 10 minutes range, so like around that like time. I don't want then to have like another episode, like I don't want, let's say episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4 are like an hour and 10 minutes long, right? Let's say that's like the average length of those 4 episodes. I don't want it to be like an hour, what is that, an hour and 10 minutes long, and then this episode to be like 20 minutes long, you know? Like, I want, at the same time, I want to have, like, that consistency. And the same with, like, I don't want it to be at the same time. I mean, if I have a lot to say, then I have a lot to say. At the same time, I don't want to have it be, like, where the episodes are, on average, an hour and 10 minutes long. And then have, like, a random episode that's, like, 2 hours long, right? Or, like, almost 2 hours long. Like, an hour and 59 minutes long, you know? Like, I don't. At the same time, I don't want to do that there. And it's just so that it's like consistency, that like consistent, like, yeah, my episode average, the averages of my episodes are like an hour and 10 minutes long, you know? And like, I'm not saying like, oh, if it's like 50 minutes long, I'm going to be like making sure I have like an extra like 10 minutes to talk about whatever I want to talk about, right? Like, I'm not saying that there. Because if it's like 50 minutes long, if the episode ends up being like 50 minutes long, I'll be like, okay, that's around the same length as like my other episodes. So then I'll be like, okay, that's okay. You know, because I'm like, well, it's still like around that same length, you know. So I'll be like happy with that then. And I have some like reading stuff that I want to do today too, but I don't want to like, I'm hoping that I'll get like everything that I want to get done like done today. For a second I was gonna say in this episode, but I'm hoping that I'll get everything that I want to get done like done today. But if not, it's not like a do or die sort of thing, you know. So like, at the same time, it's, like, I'm not gonna, like, cry about it if I don't, like, get everything that I want to get done today. But it's just, like, yeah, a goal. Like, I do want to get, my goal today, I just decided that I want to get 2,000 words written today. In my story, in my novel, I have 78,802 words. So I wonder what 8,000 minus 78,802. Oh, if I write, I would need 1,198 words if I want to hit 8,000 words. And so seeing that I want to get 2,000 words today, let's say, well, I have written 233 words, so this isn't like, I'm going to add, 78,802, not minus, plus 2,000 words. If I write 2,000 words today, I'll have 8,802 words. I guess then plus 233 words, I'll be at 81,035 words. So I want to write, if I do get 2,000 words, I know I'm going to like surpass 8,000 words. I guess we'll see, like, if I remember to talk about it in the next episode, whenever I record that, whenever that happens, then if I remember, then I'll mention it. If I do get 8,000 words, if I get to 8,000 words, or if I surpass that and write like the 2,000 words. So I feel like big movementations are happening today, and I do kind of want to start editing. I was going to say recording, but not editing the previous episode. I guess circling back to how I said earlier that like I felt like if I like wasn't ahead, like at the same time I don't want to, I guess kind of circling back, at the same time I don't want to have like all these episodes that I record, like let's say I don't want to have like 5 episodes that I recorded, right, but then I haven't edited any of them yet, so I don't want to like have this like massive backlog of episodes I recorded. So like I want, like, I guess that's like a balancing act in a way, where I'm like not recording too many episodes like without recording the previous ones. But like I'm acting as if I'm like recording all these episodes but like haven't edited any of them, because I was gonna say, then again, I did quite literally just finish editing episode 3 last night, so it's not like if I'm like recording all these episodes and then I'm not editing any of them. So like, I guess it's just kind of like what I mentioned earlier, I guess I just wanted to have like I just wanted to have episode 4 already edited, or at the very least have the majority of the previous episode already edited before we record another one. But like I said, I'm reiterating what I said earlier, I don't want to like be like restrict myself where it's like, okay, I have to record this, I have to edit the previous podcast episode before recording a new one. I don't think I'll be really enjoying that too much, or at least the excitement of it will diminish a little bit. At least that's what I'm thinking. I don't want to risk it for the biscuit, as some may say. I want to be able to just like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna record an episode and then like edit it, and then I record it, like record what I want to record, you know, / when I have time to record at the same time. Because like I don't want to be like when it's like midnight, you know, even if I want to record an episode at midnight, I don't want to be doing that. But even if it's I may want to record an episode at midnight, but then I know I probably shouldn't be recording an episode at midnight, because then it would take an hour just to record. Let's say it takes an hour to record, right? And then it's only 1 in the morning, and then sleep. So then it's like, I'm trying to fix my sleep schedule. I don't want to make it worse. I don't want to go to bed too late, yet I guess I don't want to go to bed too early, because then I don't want to be like going to bed like say like 4 p.m. and then by the time it's like midnight, I'm like fully like awake and I can't sleep till like 6 in the morning or something, right? And then I sleep and then wake up at like noon, you know? Like, I don't, I guess there's such thing. Unless if I'm like wake, like if I, the thing is, if it was like going to sleep at like 3 in the morning, oh no, if I was waking up at 3 in the morning, but then it's like, I don't work the night shifts or anything, where it's like that there or anything. I'm working during the day. So it's like, I guess like with this here, I'm working during the day. So it's like, I don't want to be going to bed too early. I don't want to be going to bed too late, you know? So I guess everything is a balancing act. Maybe not everything. Maybe that's just an over-exaggeration on things. But let me know. Oh, yeah. I'll leave. I haven't done so in the... at least with the 3 episodes. But let me just check to make sure. Because I was thinking about it today to leave in the description of this podcast, of this episode, to leave, like, my... If any of you guys... I mean, I know this is, like... almost like 50 minutes into this episode, I'm thinking if you guys have a podcast or like for any like business inquiries, I'll leave my email in the description box. And if, you know, for any business inquiries, prayfully I'll remember when I'm actually like uploaded this episode, prayfully I'll remember to leave my email linked, my email in the description box for any like business inquiries. So like if you guys have a podcast or like just any business inquiries or a product or like anything, I'll leave that linked in the not like linked, but I'll leave my email linked in the description below. I know why I haven't changed yet. As of 4:24 p.m. on, what day is it today? On Saturday, August 9th, I still did not change the description of this podcast, because I still want to, I keep saying, it feels as if like every episode, I keep saying, yeah, I want to change the description of this podcast, and I do want to make it longer too, because it's like, what, like a sentence, not saying that like, but let me pull it up here. Where is my podcast? Okay, it is a sentence long. I'm not saying, and the thing is, I'm not saying that this podcast description is bad. It's Angel Clinton likes to think she has a lot to say, so she has a whole podcast telling people what she has to say. I like it. I think it's funny. Somehow it feels hard too. Like, even though I know it's quote unquote only a podcast description, right? So it's like, it's not, like, I know it's quote-unquote only, but, like, it is, like, at the same time, it's not, like, just only, because, like, the whole introduction, you know, like, I guess, too, because I was going to say it's, like, the whole introduction of my podcast, which it is, like, it describes what my podcast is about, right? At the same time, at least for me, when I'm, like, looking for a podcast, right, I may put, like, oh, like, lifestyle podcast, like, writing podcast, into like the search or whatever on like for like when I'm searching for a podcast, I may put writing podcast, right? And then like a lot of times it's like an episode. I mean, yeah, sometimes it's like the podcast itself, if it has like writing the podcast title, if it's like an episode title, right, where it has like the word writing in it, or like the word writing in the title or in the like description, I like read that description of that episode, and then like if I like it, I like listen to it. So like the point I'm getting at is that the episodes themselves are like, it serves as like an introduction. Like each episode can serve as an introduction to like a new person coming here to listen. So like, this could be you guys's, to whoever's listening right now, this could be like you guys' like first episode that like y'all are hearing from me, right? And it's like, well, at least that's for me, that I see it as like, for at least with how, basing off of how I listen to podcasts, so like discover new podcasts, I'm like, basically if I just double up on like a new episode, I'm reading that like episode description to see what it's like about and stuff, and if I decide to play, that episode, then I just had to play it. And then I see like the other episodes from that like podcast, you know, and then I may read the synopsis or the description of that podcast, you know. So like, either yes, it is important, the podcast description, each podcast episode along with its respective description serves as like an introduction to that podcast. So it's like, well, like, oh, the pressure's on. I'm kidding with that there, where I'm like, oh, the pressure's on. But it's like an interesting, like, I guess like an interesting thing to think about, an interesting thing to like, not necessarily like ponder on, but it's like, whoa, like, each episode, like, this isn't, I'm not trying to like say like, oh, this is some like groundbreaking information, some groundbreaking news or anything. It's just like, yeah, each episode can serve as like that there, like, just like something that I guess didn't like pop into my mind, even though like now it's like, duh. But another thing that I wanted to say, which I should probably put it in the description, at least with typing it. 1 second.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
I don't know if, like, I'll be cutting that part out because I was trying to get some, like, ASMR. But, like, with how I hold my microphone, I hold it, like, with how I have my microphone, the way it's set up, I hold, like, my microphone and I don't have, like, anything to, like, set down. Wait, actually, I may try to get some ASMR in this. Like, let me see. I'm going to try and see if I can set it up in a way where, like, you can hear it and it's, like, not, like, disturbing anything and stuff. I'll be back, but like it'll be like, again, once again, it's gonna be like no time for you guys. I was just gonna like stop the track and then start a new one, but I decided I'm just gonna like continue talking this like same track. I was okay, so for not for the one that I just recorded here, but the one like just before where I was holding my microphone in my one hand, I type with both my hands, right? And like how I was just typing, like, the first time I was just typing with like my one hand, so like I type using both my hands, so it was like, it was kind of harder for me with that than not like, oh, I can't type with one hand. I mean, I can, But I do it if, like, my other hand isn't free, you know? And then even just now when I set up my microphone, I hope, because I haven't seen that decide to just, like, start talking the same track, and, like, rather than, like, stopping and recording a new one. I haven't listened back to, like, the ASMR with how, also with, like, my setup here, with how, like, where I have my microphone. Like, I couldn't, like, fully, like, it isn't, like, my full range. I couldn't have, like, my full range of typing. So, I hope it still sounds good. Episode sounds good. Because when I thought of it, like, oh, ASMR, I was like, oh, yeah, like, this is my podcast. I want to, like, try having some, like, ASMR in this episode. So, another brief thought of potentially me doing ASMR in the future, which, actually, wait 1 second. Okay, I also hope that sound, because I was like, oh, I have another idea, ooh, like, with what I can add in the description. I can change the name with this podcast, at least I'm thinking, it's going to be episode 4, The Crescent Hill Society and ASMR, ... How I Make Them Go With One Another. I may, like, edit the title so it's, like, more, concise, more, have more clarity to it. And in the description, I do want to change, and I have a strong thinking that I'm going to edit, like, because this description that I have is like a I wrote this, you know, before I started to record, and I have a strong I am going to edit the description so that, like, when I'm uploading this episode, it's, like, good and, like, you know, putting my best foot forward as people will say. So I'm not gonna, like, leave it. Anyways, that's a thing for me. But I want to talk, like, a little bit with Stardew Valley, but I should bring up with when, because that's another thing that I would want to do, I want to play some Stardew Valley today. I may do it, like, I last played it August 5th. So August 5th, it was a Tuesday. This week, the Tuesday that just passed. And today's Saturday, August 9th. So, yeah. I was going to be like, oh, I haven't played Stardew Valley in, like, a while. Meanwhile, it hasn't even been, like, a full, like, 7 days. It hasn't been, like, a week or anything. But I do want to play it today. I may play it, like, I may play it, like, after, like, when I finish recording this episode. Like, taking that, like, break that I was saying. I may play it, like, after I take that, like, 10-minute break from, like, screens or whatever, play Stardew Valley for, like, an hour or two, and then do some writing, because I have done work for, you know, since I woke up. I'm not saying, like, oh, yeah, I've been doing so much, like, yeah, like, I, like, try being an influencer for a day. And please, if you get that reference, please let me know. You know, I'm not trying to be like, oh, try being an influencer for a day. Even though seeing that I'm making content, I'm a content creator. But even that, I don't consider myself a content creator. I'm not an influencer, but I'm like, I am a content creator. See that I am creating content. Let me know though. But I'm not like trying to pull like, try being an influencer for a day. I had to do like all these emails for like the whole day. Like I had to like go to my 6 o'clock sauna room meeting. Oh, I had to get groceries that took like half an hour. Like, oh, try being me for a day. I'm not trying to pull one of that there. I want to because I want to split up my day where it's like, okay, I'm not like for like let's say like 8 hours. Like, oh, my mouth, I feel like that was like I was getting like the volume levels with this, but I guess that's an air to me problem. I'm not like, oh yeah, because I don't want to like be sitting, let's say sitting in front of my screen for like 8 hours straight, you know, just like staring at my screen. I'm trying to get practice good eye health. I'm trying to not be sitting staring at the screen at my desk for 8 hours, whole day, every day. I want to like split up my day. So like, even though like I was sitting, and I don't want to like, seeing that I can do what I want to do. I don't want to like, seeing that I can control, like, you know, as long as I'm like still getting my work done in the day, right? Then I'm like, oh, well, if I played, let's say like 2 hours of Stardew Valley, but I still was able to like write 2,000 words, finish editing, like let's say I played 2 hours of Stardew Valley, but I was still able to like write 2,000 words, edit like 5 pages of a manuscript, edit like 3 minutes of a podcast episode, do a quick workout, drink enough water, exercise, you know, like do whatever else I have to do. If I'm still able to do all that, then I'm like, well, that's been a productive day, you know. So I feel like as long as I'm like still able to do everything that I need to do / want to do, then like that is more than fine by me, you know. So I'm like, I want to like, yeah, I just want to like split up my day. And yeah, so I want to play Stardew Valley today. I know I talked about Stardew Valley in one on my previous episodes, but I don't remember what I said or anything. Like I don't remember like when I did do, I don't remember what episode, so I got distracted for a second. I don't remember what episode I talked about it or what. But I know, but I know I did talk about it. I made Elliot, and this is like my first time playing Stardew Valley. I haven't played it before or anything, right? Like I said, how many times can I say this is my first time playing Stardew Valley? I'm like still discovering all these like different things that I could do in the game. In the game, I married Elliot, and I have a child too, like a whole like a baby, right? And I saw, like, the first, like, oh, yeah, if you don't want to get spoiled, I can't even say, like, skip ahead. I mean, you can skip ahead, but I don't know, like, when I'm going to, like, stop talking about Stardew Valley or anything. Or, like, I don't know, like, with the spoilers or anything. But anyways, like, the child, like, for the first, like, I think it's 14 in-game days, the child, they sleep the whole day, right? And then after like 14 days, I only just started to, like, was just able to, like, when I went to my child's crib, Jonah, if I'm remembering correctly, well, I don't even remember the name of my own child in the game, but I'm like 99% sure Jonah. I only just was able to, like, so when I click on the crib, like, click on Jonah, my son, I'm able to, like, the in-game me is able to, like, pick you up, and, like, you know how, like, you'd be, like, wee, wee, with, like in real life, like with the child, and then the child's like all like giggling and like happy or whatever, right? I cannot do that with my child. And I heard that like children like don't like your child slash like the children in the game don't actually like age up. So like the child, so like my child would be like the whatever age the child would be at, like for like all the days of my life, like in game, you know. And I heard, so my first child is a boy, and I heard that like if that max you can only have two children in the game, and then which is like, I was gonna compare it to The Sims, which is, but like I feel like I can't necessarily compare it to The Sims at the same time, because I'm like, well, they're two still vastly different games. But anyways, I heard that you can only have two children in the game. So one would be, like in my case, the first one was a boy, is a gay birth in the game, gave birth to a son. So then the next child would be a daughter. But if, if your first child in the game was a girl, then you will give birth to a boy next time around. And I felt like it took forever, because like the Elliot, you know, I married Elliot. he like one night would like ask, be like, oh yeah, we should have a child, basically. And then I can say like yes or no, and I said yes. And I heard there's like a 15% chance, I think, don't quote me on that, but a small percentage chance that like your spouse will ask you if you want to have a child, whether it's like, you know, conceive or like adoption. I heard that's an option with the adoption, that there's like a 15% chance that your spouse will like ask you it like every day. Like there's a 50% chance that like every day, so something like that there. Don't fully quote me on that, but there's some 50% chance of something happening, something wherever, something like that there. So like it felt like I was like, and that, oh yeah, and that you have to have like 10, like the full hearts. I think there's the max 10 hearts with like your spouse, so you have to have like the 10 hearts with your spouse for them to ask you for a baby, right? And you have to have like the crib, you have to have that house upgrade where you have like that crib, and yeah, where you have that like nursery, and you have to have a crib in that nursery too before like you can ask, before your spouse asks you for like, you know, for all that there. I hope it's making sense. But I remember I left off the game where I was like, oh, I feel like there's like so much to do. I was like on the verge of like being overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that I could do. And then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna close down the game. I played a little bit. I was having fun. It's not like if I wasn't having fun. I was having fun. I was like, I'm going to close on this game, play at a different time. And I also wanted to mention with the Crescent Hill Society, you see how I'm just bouncing back immediately to the Crescent Hill Society? With that there, I like finished, like, from what I remember, I finished, like, completed at least two drafts. I finished one draft, and then the second draft, I printed it out so that I can, like, revise it, like, pen and paper. And then I started implementing the edit. So then really it was like three drafts, and then I feel like I did like a fourth draft too, and I think that was like another thing too, and all that, like that maybe wasn't working in my favor, was that I was doing like too many drafts for me. This isn't like advice or anything, this part, I think I was doing too much. I was really doing too much, I think. So that, I just wanted to say that, because I was looking at like the cover here, because I have like a cover that like that I did and stuff like that. Anyways, I did like a cover and stuff like that. I still very much like the cover of the Crescent Hill Society. And this is going to be, at least I'm still planning for it to be a 5-book series, a 5-book paranormal romance series. And like, I think when I, like, start back work on it, I'm not gonna, like, completely, like, scrap everything that I did. I think I'm I basically have to do that. Well, not like basically after. I think like that's essentially what I'm gonna do. Then like I'm gonna start like now like, talking about this. I like want to work on it. Like I want to actually like plan it out. Like work on it, you know. But I want to like and to like I want to finish though. I was gonna say the name of this book. I want to finish this book that I'm working on. And then, like, see with other stuff because I don't want to, like, keep dropping projects. But, yeah, this book is going to be, I'm still planning for this book, The Crescent Hill Society, to be a 5-book series. So, yeah, I'm, like, I feel like there's something else that I wanted to add to that. But I think that's it. It kind of feels like if, my Audacity, like, project, it feels like if, like, somehow like the time feels like it's like moving slowly, yet like I've been recording for almost 1 hour and 15 minutes, so I'm like I don't know what I'm talking about with that there. But let me go back. Even though yeah, I did do that, I'm just gonna leave off this episode right here because I was gonna say I feel talked out, but I feel like this, I don't have anything else to say. I feel like I've said, like, everything that I wanted to say, and I know, like, I could have forgotten. I probably did. At least from what I remember, this is, like, everything that I wanted to say, like, everything that was in my mind that I wanted to say, and everything, like, that I do want to say. So I'm just gonna leave off here. I don't want to be like sitting down pondering only for like, you know, I actually don't have anything else to say and then I'm just wasting everyone's time. But I've talked enough. I say after 1 hour and 14 minutes. Yeah, I've said enough. I've talked y'all's ear off. Talked y'all's ears off already. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Who Said I'm Qualified with your host, me, Angel Clinton. And don't forget to, you can leave a comment on Spotify. Like if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, I think that's like the coolest thing ever that you can actually do that. And with, like, the podcasts that I've been listening to, because you can leave a comment, like, on the episode itself. When I'm listening, this is so cool. I've never actually, like, left a comment. Apparently, this isn't the end of this episode yet. I haven't left, like, a comment on any, like, podcasts. I was gonna say yet, but I don't even know if I'm gonna like would leave a comment, because that's just me. Like in general, I'm someone who like will be like watching the video or videos or, like watching the listening to the episode, but I'm not like someone who like would be like commenting, you know. Like I would like the video, I would like watch it through and stuff like that, but I'm not someone who would actually comment on stuff, like on at least usually on like podcast episodes or like YouTube videos or anything, right? But this is cool. I don't know when Spotify like did the update as to like that you can comment, but I find that's like fun because like I listen to my podcast on Spotify. I don't know if it's the same for Apple Podcasts, which by the way, why is it it sounds like if I'm about to have like beef, why is it that with Apple stuff like that you like Apple Podcasts and Apple Music are like on two different platforms? Like, why is it on two different apps? Wait, let me see if I can, with this here, with Apple Podcast. Like, why is it that the two different apps? Because, at least I would like having, one app for both my music and for my podcasts, like for listening to podcasts, like having like a tab for like music. But then again, I guess like the whole name of like Apple Music, if they include podcasts, I don't know if like, oh, they would have to change the name sort of thing, right? Yeah, it was just like Apple Music. And then this podcast, I guess it won't be fully accurate. I don't know. I'm just wondering, why is Apple Music, like, why is the music app for Apple on like one app, and then Apple Podcasts is on a whole new app? So I can't speak for like Apple Podcasts. I don't use Apple Podcasts or anything. So like, I don't know what that is, but I find it cool that like with Spotify, because I think it's been like that for like a minute. I don't think it's been like that for like, oh, like 5 years, you know? I think it's been, I think maybe a year, but I don't know. Because like I said, like it feels like recent, but not like recent as in like, oh, it was just implemented yesterday, right? But it isn't like, but I'm like sure that it wasn't like introduced, at least I didn't get it for like, it's not like if I had it for like 5 years sort of thing, you know? I think this is like still like, this feature is fairly new. So if you're listening, because you can click on like the podcast episode, right? And then you can like just like leave a comment on the episode, and then you can like see who has left a comment on, like everyone can like see who left a comment on that episode, right? You know? So let me know. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can leave whatever comment. I forgot about that there too, with in the episodes before that, you can actually leave a comment on Spotify. But now I remember. So if you want, you can leave a comment on, oh, I guess I should say, don't forget to leave a comment if you want on this episode, whether it's like related, like, you know, leave a comment related to like, oh yeah, if you thought like what I said at like the 3 minute mark was like hilarious, let me know. Or if you thought like whatever I said like earlier resonated with you, please feel free to let me know. And you can do that in the Spotify comments. I would imagine you would need like an account for that there, and you can leave a rating. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rated or any star. It doesn't have to be a 5-star, but don't forget to, but do this too. Is it like rating? Is that what Spotify calls it, like rating a podcast, liking a podcast? Don't forget to also follow my podcast. I kind of feel like if I'm like right now like doing like this whole like intro, but not intro, outro, but like I'm still talking about whatever I guess is really like, oh yeah, whatever is on my mind. You know? But yeah, and I guess too with like my own, with like listening to podcasts, since we're on the topic of that, then why not talk for more? For like podcasts, I like, for me, even though I have been, this is like one podcast where it's like 20 minutes, around like 20 minutes that I have been listening to, I feel like for myself, even though I do listen to this like 20 minute, like this episode with like this podcast where like the episodes are like around 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes long, even though I do like listening to that, then I think for myself, I prefer listening to like longer. Oh, I feel like I'm gonna sneeze. It feels like now like I intimidated the sneeze to like not come, because like I was already, because I can feel it in my nose, and even now as I'm talking, I can like feel, I can like feel that sneeze in my nose. But then like just now when like I stopped talking, apparently my sneeze got intimidated. It got intimidated, did not want to come out. But like when I just now said, oh, it feels like I'm going to sneeze, apparently I do not feel like sneezing anymore. But I feel like, well, not I feel like, for myself, I like the like longer like podcast episodes. Like I like listening to like an hour long podcast, like an hour long podcast episode, even if I'm not going to like listen to it like all like then and there, right? Like if I'm not, even if I'm not finishing that episode right there, I still like I may listen to like 3 minutes here and then come back 3 minutes there, right? I like listening to the longer episodes. So I guess that's like kind of where it comes from with like wanting to like have that like longer episode. I wanted to do it, especially seeing that like I like gone through, I guess you could say, routine of recording like longer episodes, like posting like with that like casual like editing, because I have been enjoying too, like I'm not like so like like aggressive with like the editing. Not that like I was like aggressive with like the editing like before, but it feels like it has like a different like vibe or like at least slightly different vibe with it, like with when I'm like not as aggressive with the editing. And it feels like with when I'm like leaving in like the like a lot of the like silences, but like not too long too, because like it's a balancing act. Even like with leaving in like most of it, like it feels like, you know, it's me. You know, like I feel like you can really get like more of an essence, like more like not like feeling but like vibe of like I guess who I am, like the different vibe as to like the episode itself. And like if I'm like thinking for like half a second, right, you can like hear that. It's like, oh yeah, like more human. I guess too, like you can hear that. So I have been enjoying editing, like I have been enjoying more when I'm editing these podcast episodes with like how I'm like editing this like differently, you know, which I didn't think I would find that. I didn't think I'll have that like difference, you know, where it's like, oh yeah, I'm enjoying it more, like I'm actually enjoying it. Can you believe it? I'm actually enjoying my job. I've been like enjoying it more because I have been like I'm leaving more of a piece of me just right there for you guys, you know. I'm still like really like enjoying with like my podcast cover art and like with what was I gonna say, and the title of the podcast. I'm like, like look at this, like this is like, I'm like, this is my podcast, you know, which is fun because seeing that I had like the spray can, it was my podcast too, right? It somehow felt like, yeah, that's my part. It's 5 p.m. Where has the time gone? I've been recording since, like, what, like, 3-something p.m.? It feels like now most of my day is going, well, I'm being dramatic. I'm like, oh, it's 5 p.m. It feels like most of my day is gone. Oh, well, I guess most of my day is gone. I should say it feels like if, like, because, like, when it comes to a certain part of the day, I'm kind of like, oh, I can't do, like, next thing you know, it's, like, time to, like, go to bed, you know? Like, it's time to, like, oh, tuck myself into bed. Like, it feels like it's, like, after, like, a certain time of the day, it's, like, late, and then it feels like I can't do anything else. And it's, like with my writing, it feels like next thing you know, it's, like, well, I can't do anything else in the day. Like, it's, I don't know, it's, like a mind, like, a mental block where it's, like, well, it's really like 5 p.m. Like, nah, I can't do anything for the rest of the day. And I was thinking how I've been sitting here basically for like, because I've been recording for like almost an hour and 30 minutes. It feels like I've just been like, not even, I feel like it's just because I have been sitting here. So like, I definitely need to be like getting up and stretching my legs and stuff like that. Seeing that I've basically been sitting here for, I was going to round up for almost 2 hours. I've been sitting here straight almost 2 hours. Talk. And I feel like now that like I'm getting back in the groove of like podcasting, it feels like easier with like just talking to a mic, because like I remember one of the previous episodes where it was, well, I think it was like episode 1 or 2 or something like that. Well, I get, I'm like, all right, episode 1 or 2, and then I only have like 3 episodes. Oh, wow, I've only like released 2 episodes and 1 scheduled out. So like it. Anyways, one of the episodes, how I was saying something, how it's like tough, like hard or whatever, was like with a solo podcast where. I like having a solo podcast, right? Where it's like hard or whatever, where it's like I'm just essentially talking into a microphone. I'm not like getting any feedback, like compared to like maybe having like a co-host, or like if I'm like interviewing someone, it's not like if I'm like bouncing off of like that other person. I'm bouncing off of me, my headphones, a microphone, I mean, you know, like all of it's just bouncing off of one another. So it's just like I'm not like talking to anyone else. I'm just by myself talking to a microphone, and then like editing it, and then like later for me to like edit the episode, and then like have other people listen to a podcast where I'm like just talking to myself, you know, or like talking to a microphone. But it's like I know I'm going to like release it out into the world, you know. But like anyways, it feels like it's like easier now that like I've gotten into the groove of now that I've gotten into the groove of podcasting, and kind of like into the groove specifically of like recording like an hour plus long episode, or like an hour plus episodes, it feels like I'm not going into a groove of like talking. It feels like I'm not going into the groove. It feels like easier, a little easier now, just like talking to myself or talking into a microphone, compared to like when I rebranded this episode of this podcast, where I was like, oh yeah, it kind of feels like hard or whatever, just like talking into this microphone by myself, because it's not like if, like I said, I have someone else to bounce my ideas off of, like bounce, oh, like wherever, right? But then somehow, I mean, I haven't done it, so I don't know, because it seems like harder to edit 2 like voices, they were like with 2 different microphones and stuff, and I think, and then like we're setting it up and everything. But that's, I don't know, because I have never done that there, and I haven't like done like an interview either, where like I haven't done like an interview or anything, so I don't know how. I would imagine that like the editing for that there is different than like a solo podcast, because obviously it's like 2 people or 2 or more people, right? So then it's like making sure all the clips are like not, so that like all the like audio clips is like one isn't like overpowered in terms of volume, that they're like other one, and so that's like all like level and stuff. And we've hit, this is like my first episode where I've hit an hour and 3 minutes. Low-key, that was like one of the reasons why too, I wanted to make sure I recorded this episode like early in the day, other than the fact that I'm like, feel like I'm like, you know, on it and just like on my grind and stuff like that. Like today is like hitting different, like I don't know why, something about today with like this, with my productivity and stuff, it's just like hitting different. Not in a bad way or anything, and not that like I wasn't productive like this week, something about today just feels different. Today is a whole new day, the sun is shining, the tank is clean. I think that's something like that with how it goes. Like it feels like a whole new day. I'm like, yeah, oh yeah, that's one of the reasons why low-key that I wanted to do like make sure to record this podcast, this episode, like earlier in the day. It's like just in case this episode is like over like an hour long, let's say, like just in case I'm recording this episode longer than like an hour and like 15 minutes, I want to like give myself that time to record that if I wanted to, rather than like being like, okay, I'm gonna end it here, where I'm like half asleep, you know. And I find it funny that like I was ending off this episode like earlier. I can't even like tell from this if it's funny how I was like ending off this episode, which I was planning on ending off this episode earlier, but then I just ended up having more things than I thought to say, you know, so, which I'm not complaining about, because I don't want to, like, not stifle myself. I don't want to, like, not talk about the thing. Like, I don't want to not talk about something because I'm like, oh, well, I've been recording for, like, an hour and I've already said, like, if I'm, like, already having my equipment here, I'm already sitting here recording everything, might as well just say it now. I don't know with, like, the editing that I'm going to be doing, Lord willing, with this, because I'll be recording for an hour and 30 minutes, or 32 minutes in this thing. So I don't know, like, with when I'm, like, editing it, right? With how, like, if it would be, like, an hour and, like, 30 minutes or what have you. Kind of feels like I want to, like, do, like, a buffer, because it's, like, I don't want to, like, write that an hour and 30 minutes. I'm, like, okay, I'm done. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah, 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 right? And then, like, you know, shorter than the hour and 30 minutes and stuff. But, like, I know that isn't, like, a biggie or anything. Like, I know that is not a biggie. But now I'm going to end this episode off here. Thank you guys for listening to another episode. Well, thank you guys for listening to... Wait, did I title this episode 4? The Christian Society? I just realized. I think this is supposed to be episode... Wait. Because... Oh, I only just now realized that, like, I titled this wrong. Because I have... Okay, so the previous episode... Or what should be the previous episode would be There's Always Someone Better. So then that should be episode 4. This should be episode 5. I only just realized that, like, I titled it in my Audacity episode 4, The Christian Society. And then in my document, episode 4 of episode 4 of The Christian Society. And then I added, you know, episode 4 of The Christian Society and ASMR. How do I make them go with one another? And I just realized that, like, I titled this episode 4 when it should be episode 5. But anyways, thank you guys for listening to episode 5 of Who Sound Qualified with your host, me, Angel Clinton. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. And don't forget to follow this podcast. If you listen, at least, like I said, I don't listen to podcasts on Apple Podcasts. I don't know. In general, I don't know which. I guess that should be something I should research. But make sure you follow this podcast. Make sure you, if you can, like the podcast. I don't know. Make sure you do all the things. Make sure you follow the podcast. Leave a comment. If you're on Apple's, if you're on Spotify, make sure you leave a comment. Don't forget to rate this podcast too. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. And I'll see y'all in another episode. At least that's the plan. You know, I hope we can do this again sometime soon. And yeah, thank you guys for listening to this. I think this may, at least just in recording, this is, like, the longest episode I've recorded so far with this, you know, reiteration. But thank you guys for listening to this podcast episode. This may be the longest episode I've posted yet. We shall see it. You know, I haven't edited it yet or anything. But anyways, I digress. Thank you guys for listening to this. To episode 5 of Who Sound Qualified with Angel Clinton. That's me, your host. And I hope you guys come back to listen to another episode of Who Sound Qualified with your host, me, Angel Clinton. Oh, finally, I've done my outro.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.